Happy to have you with us, too. Glad to be joined by Santa Rosa Assemblyman Jim Wood. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. It's cold today.
It is very cold today. Yeah, to upper 20s to low 30s. Yep, that's cold. But it's not raining yet.
No.
Yes. I have to say that I read about you and one of the things that you're trying to do in Sacramento with great interest. Can you explain to our listeners what pay for delay is?
Wow. Pay for delay is a tactic that big drug companies use to basically keep their patent, the power of their patent alive for as long as possible. They enter into agreements with generic manufacturers of drugs to not produce the generic drug. That keeps their ability to sell their brand name drugs for longer. And these agreements are often worth millions of dollars, and they cost us as consumers millions of dollars, and it's a practice that has to end.
Is this a legal loophole that allows for this?
You know, it's really not. It's not spelled out. It's not called out particularly. Most of the cases that have been brought up and dealt with have been happened through the Federal Trade Commission, and so This bill essentially will make it illegal in California, and that will give the Attorney General the power to investigate these in a much more expeditious way and stop the practice.
Certainly the state attorney general, Xavier Becerra, is behind this move. Why is it? I mean, I guess we're used to California being the first in many things, but I'm curious as to why nobody's taken this issue on across the country yet.
Well, there have been a couple of bills over the years that were introduced at the federal level, and unfortunately they didn't go anywhere. And that's unfortunately what we see in Congress a lot these days. But it's just one of those things that has been always gone through the Federal Trade Commission as an unfair business practice.
Right.
And we decided to flip it on its ear and said, no, it's illegal. It's not an unfair business practice. It's illegal. And we're going to approach it that way. And we are the first in the nation to try this.
Yes, just because we need another reason to not like Big Pharma, that's for sure.
Well, it's frustrating.
It really is. It really is. It's more than that, I think, for a lot of people. It's, people are really ticked off about this notion. So tell me where we stand with this this bill to change things.
Well, the bill was introduced this week, and it'll go through our process. It'll likely be, through this legislative year, and hopefully we'll get it on the governor's desk in August or September, and we get it passed into law. So we're at the beginning of the process.
Yeah.
I'll be working really closely with the Attorney General on this, and I'm excited to do that. And it's one of those practices, like I said, just has to end.
And Assemblyman Wood, what else is at the top of your priority list?
Working on a couple of things, another bill we introduced, which will take a lot of work, and that's we have a huge crisis in primary care providers throughout California, and introduced a bill to expand the scope of practice for nurse practitioners, something that's been done in 22 other states.
Yeah.
And the Veterans Administration does what I'm seeking to do. We're trying to get healthcare primary care providers to places where we can't get doctors, that for whatever reason there just is a shortage there. And it's going to be a long battle on this one. I'm going to work with all the stakeholders, but it's been done in 22 other states and the VA, and I think it's time to do that in California.
Are you hearing any specifics in Sacramento, Jim, about the rollout of PG&E's bankruptcy?
We haven't heard a lot, quite frankly, and we are like everybody sort of waiting to see what happens. I think there is obviously first and foremost on my mind is the victims and how we can make them as whole as possible, and then from there, obviously safety of the utility and can they do what they need to do to keep us safe from future fires. And then can they remain financially viable? That remains to be seen. But first and foremost, the victims first, and a safe utility, and hopefully electricity that we can all afford at some point.
And hopefully whatever's happening with PG&E is not delaying in any way the work that that you did so meticulously last year in terms of making sure that there's more money for fire prevention this year.
No, it isn't, and that was a concern. We had a hearing a couple weeks ago and talked about that. There are plans that are rolled out that PG&E will fire prevention plans that they're going to have to follow. So that process will not be slowed down. That was all pre-bankruptcy. Those plans were going into effect, and so between that and our efforts at the state to get money where we need to, that's still on track. One concern we really have was the federal shutdown. That 35 days put some of the federal efforts 35 days behind, and so we're really concerned about that. And that's one of the reasons that Governor Newsom is deploying some National Guard troops to help with some of the fire prevention efforts to help make up for what happened during the shutdown.
Yeah, because we've just learned so much more over the last year or two about how much of California land, forest land, is owned by the federal government. So obviously that makes that an even more important priority. Glad to hear the update. We'll be following this new bill to thwart Big Pharma from being able to charge us more for drugs for a longer period of time. And look forward to your updates on that, Assemblyman Wood.
Thanks. Always happy to talk. Feel free. Reach out. I'm always available.
And we shall. That is Assemblymember Jim Wood of Santa Rosa talking about his efforts, among other things, in Sacramento to make sure that Big Pharma can't get around the patent laws and charge us more and delay the release of generic drugs, which, of course, would cost us less.